appropriate slot. So it's good to get him on. And Doug, good to have you on, my friend. How are you today?
Doing well. Sorry for the rundown.
No, that's okay. Usually we're the ones that are off base, and I think we were still a couple minutes late, so I apologize. Good to get you in, though. Very significant weekend this weekend in the SEC for basketball as Ole Miss, Tennessee, and Kentucky help themselves a little bit in trying to make a case for a postseason appearance in the NCAA tournament.
Well, definitely, all three of those are in a better place today than they were a few days ago, and I think that you could make an argument for that they have all crossed over into being in instead of on the bubble. But I guess if I was a coach of one of those teams, I'd still want to win a game or two in the SEC so that I wasn't going into Selection Sunday hoping, but knowing that I've kind of finished strong and put myself in a good place.
Yeah, and then, of course, Missouri took a little bit of a step back. I think as of last week, we all considered them a lock for the tournament. We know for sure that, you know, Florida's a lock for the tournament. How do you feel about Missouri at this point? Are they on the bubble at all, or you think they're pretty safely in?
I think they're still safely in. They're a team that confuses me because they have the pieces to be a very good team, but it just seems like that they cannot put really a string of good games together without coming up short. And so from that standpoint, I don't think that jeopardized their place in the tournament, but I do think that it puts them into not the best way to move into March Madness.
So then it becomes the argument of, does the RPI for the league allow them more than three or four teams into the postseason? Because Tennessee, again, building that resume, Ole Miss, Kentucky, and let's assume that they all get wins in their first round of the or their first appearance, at least, in the SEC tournament. Then what do you do?
Well, and I think we may have even talked about this before. There still is so much to be determined by who else wins or advances in their conference tournament, because I think that there is still a lot of at-large bids that are up for grabs based on who actually wins their tournament, based on who doesn't. You know, Liberty was not supposed to be in, but today they are going to be in the NCAA tournament.
Right.
So there still is so much to be determined, and I don't remember a time where we are within a week of Selection Sunday and that being the case.
Well, and then this weekend in the Sun Belt where we spent the weekend, I mean, we had some upsets there as well. It's Western Kentucky and Florida International in the championship game today at 6 o'clock. That was not supposed to happen. Middle Tennessee was supposed to walk away with it, and that's a Middle Tennessee team that is certainly making a strong case to get an at-large bid, and then you're going to have a lesser than in either Florida International or Western Kentucky in the tournament.
And I think that could be, you know, as much as I don't know for sure where they would be, you know, looking at all the conference tournaments, but I think Middle Tennessee really put themselves in a difficult position. They have a lot of good wins and all that, but the bad losses at the end of the season, you know, or not taking care of business at the end of the season sure makes a difference.
So if they had lost in the final, would you feel differently?
Probably.
Okay.
And so that's one of those things that, you know, I think the expectation was they were at least supposed to get there. And then if there was an upset, then there was an upset. But I think that they really put themselves in a very interesting position.
Well, if Florida International wins today, we could have two Patinos in the tournament for the first time ever.
And can the tournament handle that?
I don't know.
I would hope so.
Better question.
Let me tell you something. That is, let's see, if you combine those guys together, that's like 10 feet of really intense Italian man. I guarantee you, Doug, and I don't know how much you've had a chance to watch Florida International this year. Quite frankly, there hasn't been much reason to watch Florida International this year, although they're playing very well lately. That guy, I've never seen a coach harder on every possession. I mean, he's like calling out where to pass the ball during their offensive sets. I mean, it is remarkable. This guy works really hard. And then, like, for those of us around here who watch UALR's women, for example, Joe Foley says like three words the entire game. But it's pretty amazing to watch this guy. I've never seen a guy. He's got to burn 10,000 calories on the sideline. It's incredible.
Well, I think that's a lot to commend him for, because he could have just kind of waited till next year.
Mm-hmm.
He's doing the best he can with what he has. And so from that standpoint, if it takes basically talking through every possession, then so be it. And so I guess from that standpoint, I give him some credit for doing what he can with what he has.
Well, he's been telling Malik Smith to make three-pointers a lot, and he's been doing it. So he had 8 of 10 the other night, which was one shy of a conference tournament record, and he shot well again in the win yesterday. So, yeah, they got it going, and they knocked off Middle Tennessee. So Playing pretty good basketball right now. Either one of those, though, again, it's going to be a surprise. So we'll see how that plays out. Who are your one seeds as of today?
I think you still have Duke and Indiana are up there. I think you have to have Gonzaga.
Yep.
My fourth is I really don't know, and I think that doesn't answer the question of today. But I think that there is still going to be some shuffling, and it may not be even those three may not all make it. But I would say there's a good chance that those three are solid, and then after that, then you really are up to, you know, does Miami win the ACC and get it? Well, I'd say if they win the ACC tournament, they should be the fourth number one. But at this point, I really don't know who my fourth would be.
Doug Brodess, BleacherReport.com's college basketball lead writer, joining us in the zone on the Revolution Hotline. What about, I was going to ask you about Duke. Do you think Duke's the best team in the country right now?
I think that they're the best team. And it's funny because the ESPN guys were talking a lot about best team or best team playing right now. I still think that they are the best team from the standpoint of matching up, you know, somebody being able to match that up against them and shut them down. I really like Gonzaga. I would love to see those two play, but with where they're going to be seated, that would be a Final Four game. And so from that standpoint, we may or may not see that. And so from that standpoint, I think the Duke probably is the team that is playing as well or if not better than anybody in the country.
We always pray for parity, and this may be the year we finally have it. So I think this could be a really, really interesting tournament because there are so many good teams. That's the thing. It's like, to me, you can roll all the top Big Ten teams and put them in a bag and, you know, grab whoever you want, and any one of those on any given day could beat anybody else. So I mean,
absolutely. And there's going to be teams that catch fire that are going to be a five seed, an eight seed, something like that, that will kind of make their way through either by their own way or by other teams losing. This is going to be an interesting tournament.
There's no question. One last question, totally self-serving. So the rest of you who don't care about Iowa State, you can tune it off. But did my Cyclones do enough last week to get in?
I think they're right there, but they would put themselves in a better place if they could win a game or two in the Big 12. I guess that, to me, is there's too much for a team like them to sit back and go, we've made it, so we don't need to take care of business in the tournament.
Well, the thing that sucks is they got to play Oklahoma as a five seed against a four seed in their first game, so they've got some work to do. And Oklahoma's another team that's trying to fight its way in.
They're probably two of the teams as far as that would have been at some point during the season pretty solid that really need to fight hard and get some things done here in the tournament to make sure that they're in.
That's great. I'm very concerned. Doug, we appreciate it. It'll be a fun conversation next Monday as we have the field all set. So
yep.
It's going to be a busy, busy week, and there's a lot.